USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Yet another U.S. state declaring a state of emergency because of the coronavirus outbreak.
I am declaring a state of emergency to ensure that we are able to swiftly deploy the personnel and resources necessary to address coronavirus in Oregon.
Governor Kate Brown's declaration comes as the coronavirus has now been confirmed in at least 33 U.S. states, as well as the District of Columbia.
Direct communication is critical, and I think it's really important that you try to take all the politics out of it on both sides of the aisle.
And that's Maryland Governor Larry Hogan speaking on NBC's Meet the Press. Another round of primaries set for tomorrow. Voters will cast ballots in Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi, Washington, and Idaho. North Dakota will hold Democratic caucuses. The Democratic race now between Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. And this is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy plans and availability vary by state.
South Korean officials saying North Korea has launched a number of rockets, at least three projectiles fired towards the Sea of Japan. And this comes after last week's launch of what military officials believed were two short-range ballistic missiles. Four people are dead after an apparent murder-suicide just outside Houston yesterday morning. Fort Bend County Sheriff's Department deputies say it looks like the 48-year-old suspect killed his wife, two teenage sons, and their two dogs before then killing himself. The investigation's continuing. Yesterday was International Women's Day. It was also, in some nations, a fourth annual International Women's Strike. In Mexico City, thousands of women marched to protest unsolved murders.
They're here because either they know a woman or a girl who was killed, or they are here simply in solidarity. And in most cases, the crimes haven't been solved.
That's reporter Adrian Bard, and this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Just getting word that former Democratic presidential candidate Cory Booker is now endorsing Joe Biden for the White House. The New Jersey senator says the former VP will restore honor to the Oval Office. Officials in the state of Virginia say soon having a small amount of marijuana there will no longer be punishable by jail time. Lawmakers voting to decriminalize possession of marijuana, and they've set a civil penalty of $25. Currently under state law, holding a half ounce or less of marijuana can result in 30 days in jail or a $500 fine or both. They say the change will save nearly 30,000 people from criminal convictions a year. That legislation's been sent to the Democratic Governor Ralph Northam, and he's expected to sign it. The law would then take effect on the 1st of July. Driving tired can be just as dangerous as driving drunk. That's according to the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, that says the recent time change, you know, over the weekend we sprung forward an hour, they say that can reduce daytime alertness and also increase the risk of heart attack and stroke. And James Taylor has set a Billboard record with a new album. His latest album, American Standards, debuted in the top 10 of this week's Billboard Albums chart. It makes Taylor the first act to earn a top 10 album in each of the last six decades. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.